This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For the fourth time, the legislators in Lansing are considering so-called energy freedom bills. The idea is to give utility customers greater leeway to install community solar or microgrids for a neighborhood. Andy Belaskowitz has been reporting on this. He's with the Energy News Network, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's start with some definitions. What are microgrids and community solar?
So community solar are small-scale projects, solar projects that utility customers who wouldn't otherwise be able to put solar panels on their own property, either because they're renters or it's just not within their budget, they can invest a share into one of these community solar projects that you can really get a collection of individuals and organizations to subscribe to a project like this. And the idea behind it is to really add additional solar resources to the grid.
So this will be like neighborhood solar?
Correct.
Okay. So what's a microgrid then?
The concept is thinking of it as an island. So if there was an outage and you had a hospital or something like that, something that has, you know, critical services, they can sort of separate themselves from the larger electric grid around them and generate their own power either on-site or nearby, and basically shield them from potential outages from the grid at large.
So who is in favor of allowing this energy freedom and who is against it?
So at this point and over the years, utilities DTE Energy and Consumers Energy have been opposed to these bills in concept, largely because they have concerns about who's going to pay for this, right? So if a relatively small number of their customers want to invest in these types of projects, they are concerned that other customers who aren't participating are going to bear the cost for these.
In what way?
So if a utility basically is required to interconnect these projects to their grid and pay for that energy, and there's a lot of dispute about what utilities should be paying for this energy that's coming onto their system by third parties.
Right. In the past, they've been getting retail rates, right?
There's a range of sort of programs and tariffs that are in place that really all kind of have to do with what utilities pay for electricity they don't generate.
So this has nothing to do with the fact that this might be micro competition.
I think you can make that argument as well. There's maybe a more general or broader concern from utilities, or at least just skepticism when they start getting into this aspect about how they're going to deal with other parties putting electricity onto their system.
Now, as you wrote, this type of legislation has been introduced in past sessions of the Michigan legislature and never passed. Why do they think they can pass this time?
So there's a variety of factors at play here. And when I first started covering energy policy in Michigan 5 years ago, right about the time this was introduced for the first time, these were kind of new concepts, not just here in Michigan, but across the country. But supporters of these bills are coming back now and saying this is an economic development tool. This is a job creation tool. I think that's a big selling point, particularly among Republican lawmakers. Each of the years these proposals have been brought up, they've been what's called tie-barred together. So they were separate bills, but they were all together in one package. And so when you get into issues around microgrids, as we discussed earlier, around community solar projects and how those financing structures work, just the intricacies of each of those topics alone are complex enough. The thinking is to kind of divide these issues and look at them individually.
Are there other states in the Great Lakes region that have allowed community solar or these other shared renewable energy installations?
Yeah, so Minnesota actually is really a leader in the nation when it comes to community solar. It's mandated in their state law that utilities have to provide these types of projects to customers, and it's really just taken off in the past year or two. in Minnesota. We're talking, you know, tens, hundreds of megawatts of power, which, you know, by comparison, in Michigan, there's only about, around 100 or 200 megawatts of solar developed total. Illinois is getting on board with this as well. And Illinois has also done some more work in the microgrid space. Overall, though, you know, I think this leans toward more of the emerging technology, emerging issue side of things in the energy sector.
Andy Boleskovitz reports for Energy News Network. His report is titled, Bipartisan Energy Freedom Bills Resurface in Michigan, One at a Time. Andy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Lester.